这里是希望之声电台走入美国。
听众朋友好，欢迎您回到走入美国，我是新田。下面给您带来的话题呢，是关于在 UC Berkeley 啊，伯克利大学的，本来要在昨天开始呢，进行一个活动叫自由言论周啊， Freedom of Speech Week， 但是呢，这个活动是在临要开场前的上周六呢，被宣布取消。那为什么会取消？这个背后啊，有什么样的一些事情发生？而且呢，可能涉及到一项谋杀案呢、啊。青田呢，就给您带来这样的一个话题，我们来了解一下，就是在主流的这些媒体上面，可能没有能够报道的一些细节。那么要举办这个活动的组织呢，是在伯克利大学的一个学生组织，叫 Berkeley Patriot， 就是伯克利爱国者啊。青田主要采访的呢是他们的代表律师 Margie Mello。 青田也联系了伯克利大学的发言人啊，但是呢到目前为止呢他是没有回应。首先来了解一下为什么这个活动被取消了呢？因为这个活动在媒体上是已经吵得沸沸扬扬的，大部分的媒体都在讲说这个学生组织啊，他们是错过了学校要求的一些截止日，没有能够提供他们应该要提供的一些东西，所以呢就错过了室内场地，然后结果呢最后是他们自己取消了这个活动。代表律师 Margie Mello 呢，他说这个背后其实发生了很多事情啊，总体来说是什么呢？
The university has taken such a strong stance againstmy client, which is a Berkeley Patriot, as well as members of that organization, they've taken such an adverse position to my clients holding this event that when the threat came for criminal charges to be filed against our clients, that was the final straw.
Mello 律师说，伯克利大学当局的对他的客户啊，就是这个伯克利爱国者组织呢，举办这次活动是采取非常强的反对立场。而最近呢，就是上周，校长是公开表示要对这个学生团体进行刑事调查，这就成为了他们骆驼上最后一根稻草啊，导致他们不得不宣布取消。他说，当局对他们反复设置各种障碍啊，想方设法不让他们办成这件事情。第一个最大的障碍是什么呢？
The first major stumbling block was the removal of an indoor venue for them to hold this.
他说就是搞得他们没有办法租用这个室内的场地，因为是要给演讲者做演讲的。
And I'm specifically talking about there are three speakers the university highly disagrees with and has done everything to prohibit those three speakers from coming to the university. And so what they've done is they removed the ability for Zellerbach Hall to be used.
他说校方这么做的目的呢，主要是说因为他们特别反对其中主要的三位演讲者的观点啊。那是哪三位呢？他说就是这个保守派的演讲者，前 Breitbart 的编辑 Milo Yiannopoulos， 另外一位呢就是保守派作家 Ann Coulter， 还有一位就是前白宫的总策略师 Stephen Bannon。 那 Milo 律师啊，他怎么知道学校是反对他们三位呢？
Because they told us. Those were the three high-profile speakers that the university focused on with respect to adding requirements, requiring additional monies to be deposited, requiring additional security, requiring additional applications, requiring additional work be completed by clients in order to be able to host those particular individuals.
他说呢，因为校方是明确告诉了他们啊，他们就着重针对这三个演讲者呢，要活动主办方不断地增加各种各样的要求，要求他们支付更多的押金，要求他们更多的保安，填写更多的申请表，要求做这做那。而学生团体呢，他说是做了非常多的努力啊，想把这个室内场地租下来，那也是出于安全考虑。
Because groups like Antifa and BAM, which stands for By Any Means Necessary, have made a very loud opposition and they have had a call to action where they are encouraging students and members of the public to protest violently the speakers, specifically Milo, Ann Coulter, and Steve Bannon.
他说因为这两个组织，一个叫 Antifa， 就是反法组织啊，以前在节目中介绍过，另外一个呢叫翻译成就是不择手段，就 By Any Means Necessary， 那这两个组织已经高调的 在公众场合对这个活动表示反对，而且呢，鼓动学生和大众对这三位演讲者进行暴力抗议。而这其中的一位演讲者呢 ，Milo Yiannopoulos 呢，就是今年二月份到伯克利来试图演讲的啊。这两个组织那时候就进行了暴力抗议，包括放火啊、打砸抢啊。但是呢，他说学校并没有追究任何人的责任。而这一次呢，他说校方是单方面取消了室内场地的租用合同，让学生组织呢只能在室外去举办啊。那这是怎么回事呢？Melo 律师说，学校对租借场地呢是有一些要求的，而他的客户呢都去一一想办法满足。
When they met those requirements, the university added additional requirements. Then the students would meet those requirements, and the university placed additional requirements. So at the end, noon on Friday, a couple of weeks ago, the university demanded $65,000 be placed in deposit in order to secure the venue. That had never been a requirement.
他说往往他们满足这个要求呢，校方就提出新的要求，那他客户他就这些学生组织就去满足他新的要求。他说最后就在两周前的那个星期五的中午的时候，校方又突然增加一个条件，说要他们在当天下午五点之前再交65,000块钱才能租借给他们这个室内的场地。那这又是一个新的要求了，而且给他们不到五个小时的时间要拿出65,000块钱存到学校的银行账户里面。这个期间呢，他们还想方设法找到他，因为他们代表律师嘛，来审核他们的合同。最后呢，学生们呢是好不容易凑齐了这笔押金。不过呢，因为钱从东岸汇过来嘛，那当时已经过了东岸时间下午五点，所以这笔钱呢就只能在过了周末周一的时候进入到大学的银行账户。
Once the university realized that by 5 p.m. on Friday the funds were not quite in the account, they simply canceled the venue.Now, the funds remain in the account. The applications are all filled out. The Zeller Bike Hall still has not been rented to anyone else. There is no justification for why they removed Zeller Bike Hall out of being one of the venues where we could hold the event.
然后校方一看说，哎，周五下午五点钟这个押金没有到户嘛，他们就马上单方面就宣布说这个室内场地的租用合同作废。那到现在那笔押金还在他们学校的银行里啊，他们所有的合同都填好了，而那个场地呢到目前为止他说也没有租给别人。所以在 Melo 律师看来呢，学校取消这个场地啊是不合理的。
I heard the university say it's because the student group didn't comply with their demands. However, their demands were completely unreasonable, and they've never had these types of demands for anyone else who has a different point of view. These demands were only made with this particular point of view, and therefore they are discriminating against our clients based on their viewpoint.
他听说学校称呢是说主办方没有符合校方的要求啊，但他认为校方的要求是不合理的，而且呢他从来没有对其他的不同观点的活动做过这些规定和要求，所以呢他认为这个校方是基于观点歧视了他的客户，就是这个学生组织 Berkeley Patriot。
They have handled this entire negotiation for the venues completely unreasonably.They've added requirements.
他说在跟这个学生主办方交谈的谈判的时候呢，他说校方行为也是完全不合理的，不断提出新的要求，而且人为的设定一些截止日，这些截止日呢也非常的不合理。
And they have done everything in their power to make sure that the student group fails to meet their demands. They turn around and they say, well, it's not our fault because the student group didn't meet all these extra demands.
他说他们用自己的权利来确保学生们无法满足他们提出的要求，反过来却说呢，这不是校方的问题，是因为学生们没有符合条件。那么 Melo 律师之前说的就是说伯克利校长说这个刑事调查是怎么回事呢？那自从这样的一个自由言论周活动公开宣布以来，极左的团体啊 Antifa 和 BAM 啊，刚才所说的 BAM 就是不择手段这样的一个团体，他们呢在伯克利城市啊到处张贴海报和散发传单，鼓动学生和市民进行抗议活动，包括暴力抗议。然后在上周三的时候，就有人呢看不过去，在校园里就是 他们的言论自由诞生地啊，那个 Sports Hall 呢，张贴了数百张表示支持言论的海报啊。那里面有写到，就是说去你的共产党垃圾，这个城市被黑色面罩的人操作了。他说指的黑色面罩就是那个 Antifa， 他们都是穿一身黑脸罩起来进行暴力活动啊。结果呢，在第二天9月21号，伯克利大学校长 Carol Christ 呢就给全校师生发了一个电子邮件，称说讲这些话，就是这个海报的上面是难听话的呢，他们要进行一个刑事调查，说是不是构成了仇恨罪。而且呢，敦促如果有学生因为这些言论这些话而受到伤害的话呢，就是他说就要去鼓励他们去寻求帮助。
Publicly stated that she is opening an investigation into our clients to determine whether or not they engaged in hate crimes. An exercise of the First Amendment is not a hate crime.
他说校长所说的所谓的这个 hate crime 就是仇恨犯罪啊，他说言论是不包括在仇恨罪里面的。
However, our clients took the message loud and clear.And they realize at this point that the university intends to criminally hold them responsible for anything that happens on the campus. Previously, they've been threatened with all sorts of other matters, including the university has threatened to withhold their diplomas or their degrees. The university has threatened to hold them civilly liable. The university now threatens to hold them criminally liable.
但是呢，他说他的客户呢是听到了这个校长的意思啊，他们就意识到这个学校呢企图把校园里发生的任何事情呢都把这个罪名扣到他们头上，因为之前他们已经被威胁学校可以扣押他们的毕业证，而且要他们负民事责任，而现在呢又加上了这个刑事责任。这个刑事调查的宣布呢，就在 Mello 律师代表他的这个学生团体向联邦司法部的民权利部门递交了投诉信之后36小时发生的。他说在这个投诉信中啊，他是指控校方因为观点而歧视这个学生团体，并要求司法部进行详细的调查。
My client's only conduct was exercising their rights under the First Amendment to free speech. The university has taken a position that if you hold a position that they disagree with, then you should be subjected to criminal sanctions.
那 Mello 律师说，他的客户所做的只是在行使宪法第一修正案的权利，也就是言论自由的权利。而校方采取的立场是，如果学生持的观点立场与学校不同的话呢，他们就可能要受到刑事制裁。
So when the university says, oh, this is not our doing, what they've done is they've basically held a gun to my client's head and then said, you better withdraw from this event. And when they do, they say, oh, we had nothing to do with it.
他说校方基本上做的就是说等于是把枪指着他的客户的头说你们最好取消这个活动。而当这些学生真的取消活动的时候，校方又说呢，这跟他们校方是毫无关系的。那么 Mello 律师指的说校方声称要扣押学生毕业证书啊，有什么根据吗？
In meetings with the students, the university has repeatedly held meetings with the students and forbidden me as their attorney to attend.
他说呢，这是在他们跟学生见面开会的时候说的啊。Mello 律师多次要参加他们这个会，告诉校方他们做的是违法的啊，但是呢，校方不允许他参加。他说有一次他想通过电话来参加这个会。
And they reached over and they turned off the phone conference and they told my clients basically that if they intended to have their attorney present, they were going to walk out of the room.
结果校方人员就当场把电话拿过去就按掉了，说如果有律师参加这个会的话呢，他们就要离场。那律师就建议学生们呢不要继续开那个会啊，但是呢那些学生呢就没有听他的建议。结果后来告诉他说在这个会上啊，校方人员是说了各种威胁他们的话。
And at one point, university officials told my clients in the meeting that they would be held morally responsible for any acts of violence that occurred because of them hosting these particular speakers. And not only would they be morally responsible, but they would be civilly liable for any damages occurring.
他说在一次会议中呢，他们还跟学生说，如果因为他们举办这个活动而发生任何的暴力，都要这些学生负起道德的责任，而且呢，他们还要对任何发生的财物破坏负起民事责任。好的，我们先休息一下，马上回来。
这里是希望之声电台，走入美国。
听众朋友好，欢迎您回到走入美国，我是新田。我们谈的话题呢是本来昨天要在伯克利大学开始的自由言论周啊，那这个活动呢是被迫取消了。我们来谈一谈这个背后的一些故事啊。采访的嘉宾呢是这个活动的组织者，是伯克利大学的伯克利爱国者 Berkeley Patriot 的他们代表律师叫 Margie Mello。那 Mello 律师说，学校呢他们的立场呢是表现出来是非常的不支持这个活动，而且给他们造成了非常多的障碍啊。他说从这个 Antifa 和 BAM 就是两个以暴力抗议所做的所宣传的这样的一种行为的两个组织呢，他们在今年二月份的时候呢就已经表现出了这个非常暴力的抗议行为，而且呢他们这一次呢是在伯克利市呢是到处贴海报和传单啊，组织暴力抗议。所以呢这个主办方呢他们就不想说重复二月份出现的这个情况啊。
And the university supported the violent actions by the parties who committed them. They never took any action against anybody who was identified as participating in those riots.
Mello 律师认为呢，学校对这些暴力行为是置若罔闻啊，那从来就没有去追究这些人的责任，也没有说要对他们去规范。相反的呢，
Members of Antifa and BAM were allowed class time to present a call to violent protest.
他说相反的，这些暴力团体成员呢被一些教授允许在学生上课时间到课堂里给学生们讲啊，要他们用暴力去抗议那些保守派演讲者，而且呢让他们发新闻稿啊，接受媒体采访啊。那针对这次言论自由周的活动呢，同样的事情也在发生啊。
The university is doing nothing to stop this, nothing to discipline those responsible. Instead, they're seeking to criminally prosecute our clients for their viewpoint.
Mello 律师就认为说，学校非但不管这样的人呢，却是要针对保守派的活动主办方进行刑事调查。校方还有提出一些 Mello 律师认为不合理的要求吗？
Originally, there were some applications that were requested to be filled out.Then the university required another 12 applications be filled out and submitted with an unreasonable deadline. In addition to that, the university told my clients that they would be responsible for any liability, which is just not true. And then the final straw was obviously the criminal threat by the university.
他说还有很多，比如说本来说填一份申请表，填完之后又说有另外十二份申请表，而且要在不合理的截止日之前提交。后来呢，又要他们为任何发生的这个暴力而产生的这个破坏呢，负民事责任。那到了最后就是说刑事调查，这是最后一根稻草。
The other thing that the university has done, which is reprehensible, is we have been negotiating in good faith to have this event come together.Every time there is a new contract term, every time there's a new requirement, the university lets us know that by issuing a press release.
他说另外一个他们校方用的方法是什么呢？就是他们在跟学生提出一些新的要求的时候呢，他们就是不是事先告诉学生，而是发新闻稿。结果是记者比这些学生团体还提前知道啊，包括说学校公开跟媒体讲说，那几个主要的演讲者像 Steve Bannon 啊、Ann Coulter 啊，都还没有确定。
My clients confirmed those speakers weeks ago, and the latest tact was that the university claimed my clients hadn't confirmed the speakers. That was just an outright lie. That was completely false, but it doesn't really matter to the university because under the First Amendment,They can say whatever they want because they have the right to free speech. My clients are not protected, but their lives are protected.
这个麦洛律师说，他们在几周之前就已经跟这样主要的演讲者都确定了，所以他认为呢，学校他们这个策略呢，就是用撒谎啊，就是不想让他们办成。 之前有提到啊 ，Melo 律师呢已经代表这个学生团体呢，在上周提交给司法部投诉信啊，要求调查伯克利校方以观点歧视学生组织，为什么呢？
The First Amendment does not give the government the ability to pick and choose which viewpoints it will allow. The First Amendment is there not for the viewpoints that everybody holds, not for the popular viewpoints. The First Amendment is there to protect the rights of the minority viewpoints. And at Berkeley, that so happens to be the conservative view.
麦罗律师说，这是因为宪法第一修正案是不允许政府选择他允许什么观点可以表达，什么不可以。而且呢，宪法第一修正案往往保护的是少数人的观点，让他们可以自由的发表。而在伯克利大学呢，这些少数人恰恰就是包括他客户在内的保守派。
It is imperative that the First Amendment be allowed.To protect those who engage in that alternate viewpoint. Otherwise, it makes the First Amendment completely meaningless. If your position as a government is you will only support that viewpoint which is popular in nature, we never would have had the civil rights movement.
他说第一修正案主要就是要保障不同观点能够表达出来，否则它就没有意义了。而且呢，政府部门是不可以去加以不合理的一些规定的。那么有这个100多名教授啊，写给校方说，这些保守派言论对学生呢已经产生了伤害了，所以连这些教授都敦促校方不要允许这些保守派人士来演讲。那 Melo 律师认为呢，这也是一个误区。
Back in the 60s and the 70s and in the civil rights movement, those types of arguments that, oh, well, if we do this, people might become upset and might violently protest.Those were used again and again to prevent the exercise of rights by minorities.
他说在1960年代也经常用这种借口啊，说哎，如果这么做那么做就会造成暴力抗议，比方说那时候就是非裔啊，黑人是受到歧视的嘛，有人就说啊，你让黑人小孩跟白人小孩一起上学的话，对白人小孩是一种冒犯，那他们可能白人会暴力抗议。
Well, if you use that theory, thenThe Bill of Rights, all our constitutional rights, have no meaning.
他说，如果沿用这种理论到现在的话呢，那我们美国的这个权利法案 Bill of Rights 就没有任何意义了。
First Amendment protects language and speech, even offensive speech. Now, if you are offended by what someone is saying in a venue where they're speaking, don't show up.
他说宪法第一修正案保护自由言论，就是即便是冒犯性言论，你不喜欢的它都是保护的，但是你是有很简单的方法去表达你自己的观点的。他说你不喜欢他的观点，你就不要去参加这样的演讲。如果你不喜欢一个电影里他表达的信息，你就不要去买票。你不喜欢这个国会议员他讲的观点，那你就不要去投票支持他。那这就是美国这个权利法案所保证的权利啊。
The answer is notOh, well, it's difficult to allow exercise of these rights, therefore we're going to ban the exercise of these rights. That is exactly what the Constitution forbids.
但是他说解决方法并不是说啊，如果你觉得说哎呀，多数人的这个观点太强烈了，我们很难做到保证这个第一修正案，那我们就不要让这个少数观点来发生了。他说这恰恰就是美国宪法所要禁止的。
The students don't know their rights.The university officials can intimidate them, can threaten them, and it will work. So they need to be asked, why is it that you refuse to allow the attorneys to attend the meetings? And the chancellor is absolutely wrong. And this is a typical pattern of what they've been doing all along. They say these things, which have as an intimidating factor. If I had been allowed to attend some of these meetings, I would have made it very clear that they are just wrong.But my clients are unsophisticated. They're just college kids. They don't have the experience and the wherewithal to go up against these administrators. These people have tremendous power over my clients and their future careers. And they're using the university, the government, is using every weapon they have at their disposal to try and crush my clients.And eventually, there comes a point when they are successful. You can only hold off so long, and you can only fight them for so long. And at this point, with the threat of criminal, civil, and administrative charges, my clients were ultimately crushed.
这位 Melo 律师呢，他当律师24年啊，做这个公诉人呢也是有13年了。他说他见过各种各样的犯罪，他都处理过，都起诉过。他说
，We do a lot of First Amendment cases. I have never seen this type of governmental action. This is just off the charts. This is unbelievable.
目前在 Berkeley 发生的这种对第一修正案的违反呢，是政府部门这样的违反，他说是没有见过的。
It pains me. It really deeply saddens me that once was a virtue of free speech. Sproul Hall steps have been witness to some of the greatest achievements in civil rights of any other place. It's momentous. And they've gone from supporters of the First Amendment to doing everything in their power to stifling the exercise of free speech. It doesn't just sadden me, it disgusts me.
是让他觉得是非常过分，无法令人相信的啊。他自己本身也是，就是毕业于伯克利大学。然后呢，他提到一件事情，这是他跟我讲，他说，其实在5月份的时候呢，他就跟伯克利大学的法律总监叫 Chris Patty 先生见过面。
Mr. Patty welcomed us and sat down with us, and he gave me his word and his assurance.Is that he would work cooperatively with my clients. As an attorney, he understood our position and understood the rights that were at issue.
这个 Patty 先生，因为他自己是律师啊，他也懂得第一修正案的意义，所以当时呢，他就跟他表示说，他说我会以合作的态度跟学生来谈这个事情，保障你们的权利。结果不幸的是，就不到一个月之前，8月27号，这位 Patty 先生呢，就离奇的遭遇了车祸死亡了。他就是在骑自行车停在路边的时候，在看手机，结果一辆车冲过来把他撞死了。到现在不知道有没有查出来啊，到底是谁？
I have my suspicions that Antifa did it because they're the group that was against what Mr. Patty was doing. But I will leave it to law enforcement to determine what they can come up with. And since his murder.Those who have taken over his position have an absolute 180 degree turn in position from him.
然后自从他被谋杀之后呢，校方的态度是进行了180度的转弯啊，就一直到这个最后。
And here's the thing, Mr. Patty did not necessarily support my client's position, and that's what I tried to convey, is you don't have to support my client's viewpoint. What you have to support is their exercise of that viewpoint.If today you start with forbidding this particular viewpoint, tomorrow you go to the next viewpoint, eventually it will come around to you. And you will be forbidden from expressing your viewpoint. And the First Amendment simply prohibits that.
学生团体呢，因为他们要面对民事责任，面对这个刑事调查，还要面对说这个可能被学校要扣押毕业证书的压力，而且他们又考虑到就是说没有一个室内的场地可以让这些保守派的这个演讲者呢来演讲啊，有一个 Antifa 和 BAM 他们所一直在鼓动的暴力抗议呢，所以他们决定没有办法，只能取消。但是他说他们会继续争取啊。
My clients are going to continue to fight the good fight and exercise their First Amendment rights and force the government.To recognize that they have the right to speak. We will be entertaining the idea of perhaps rescheduling these events into the future, but it appears at this point that anything having to be done is going to require some court intervention.
也可能会说延期再组织这样的活动。那么最后呢 ，Melo 律师说，他说他其实他自己是移民，父母来自葡萄牙，他们本来都是家庭观念比较保守，但是到美国来之后呢，父母是成为了民主党，而他自己呢是中间派。
But it doesn't really matter what your viewpoint is. The point is, the First Amendment applies to everyone equally, and I think that that's the final message that I want to leave you with, which is, although your viewpoint may be popular today, when it becomes unpopular, you should have as many rights.As the viewpoint that is popular, probably even more, because then you need to be protected in order for you to exercise your right.
最后他想说的是什么？他说不同的观点其实都没有关系，言论自由的权利呢属于每一个人，不管你的观点是跟大多数人一样，还是说你的观点是少数，而且是少数人的观点的话呢，可能更应该受到更多的保护，以便你可以享有自由表达的权利。那这呢就是 Melo 律师啊想最后跟我们听众朋友讲的。好的，这就是今天给您带来的话题，我是主持人新田，感谢您的收听。